Campaigners against wind farms today rejected a report that found that there was no scientific evidence to link wind turbines to health problems. The National Health and Medical Research Council, which advises the federal government, found that there was no evidence that the turbines' low-frequency noise or shadow flicker made people sick. But residents of Warborough in Victoria's southwest, who live near the state's largest wind farm, say they're sicker and they're convinced that wind turbines are to blame. Kelly Lazzaro has more.
The wind farm at Warborough near Ballarat in western Victoria is the largest operating wind farm in the state, but those who live near it say the low frequency noise emitted by the turbines is enough to make them sick.
Sore ears, pain in and around the eyes, pain on top of the head, pain in the back of the head behind the ears. And early this year we started to get throbbing pain at the back of the head and tinnitus.
Noel Dean has a farm at Warborough, but he and his family moved out 13 months ago when the headaches worsened.
We couldn't stay there another night, they were that bad.
Noel Dean first complained to the Warborough wind farm operator Acciona in May last year, but the company refused to give him access to the outcome of its investigation. He then commissioned an independent report into noise levels at his property at a cost of more than $40,000. He's just received that report by Noise Measurement Services and says it confirms there is a link between the low-frequency noise from wind farms and adverse health effects.
Anything from 1 to 20 hertz can cause adverse health effects, and that's what we've found in a pulsing motion. It's a pulsing motion that makes the effects a lot worse.
But in a rapid review of existing studies, the National Health and Medical Research Council has found there's no published evidence of direct pathological effects from wind farms. The director of the council's evidence and advice branch is Professor John McCallum.
We looked at infrasound noise, and noise is not just the scientific measure of that, it is the perception of it. Electromagnetic interference and what we call shadow flicker and blade glint. Shadow flicker is the flicking on and off of wind turbine shadows as the blades rotate, and glint is what it says, it's the glint off the surface of the blades, and those are now minimised by treatment of the blades that prevents reflective glint as well. And they're the kind of four main areas that people talk about health effects from. But for example, the World Health Organization has looked at this and said there's no reliable evidence that sound below the hearing threshold produces physiological or psychological effects. So it's not just NHMRC, as I said, we're bringing together opinion and evidence from all around the world.
The NHMRC report refers to a study of three wind farms in the UK that found if people are worried about their health, they may become anxious and suffer stress-related illnesses. And for this reason, Professor John McCallum says people who believe they're experiencing health problems should consult a GP. But he says the report commissioned by Noel Dean about noise levels on his farm would need to be further tested.
I mean, I think you can have one-off studies and anecdotal evidence, and there's certainly plenty of that around about wind farms. But if you get to the kind of scientific standards we require and journals require, that's another test of, the provability of that hypothesis.
Donald Thomas also lives at Warborough and was a big supporter of the wind farm. That is, until he too started getting headaches, heart palpitations and high blood pressure.
We've invited the health minister and top health officials actually come out to Warborough and talk to us and see what the problem is firsthand, but no, none of them have bothered to do that. They just look at overseas studies and pick the ones that they find that suits them.
The National Health and Medical Research Council acknowledges the health effects of renewable energy generation have not been assessed to the same extent as those from traditional sources and recommends authorities continue to monitor research. The National Environment Protection and Heritage Council is meeting in Darwin today to consider national wind farm development guidelines.
Kelly Lazzaro reporting.